is why it's a song that really relates to a lot of the young folks. That's just a testimony of saying, why do I do what I do? This is why I clap my hands. This is why I do my dance, you know, because of what he's done, everything that God has done for me. I have a reason for doing what I do. This is the reason why I do it, because of him bringing me through it. So that's that particular song.
Did you enjoy recording He Brought Me?
Oh, did I? Oh, my goodness. That was one of my favorite songs on that night that I did all of my live, well, the live recording in Nashville. This was basically he brought me. And that was a song that it's a little churchy song, so it really, really brings excitement to so much. It really brings a lot of excitement to everybody that sits in here, you know, because everybody can relate to it and say, "This is why I clap my hands. This is why I do my dance." But of course, when you think about how far he brought you, you know, that really, really allows you to get up and shout.
Hey.
So yeah, that song is it gets your feet going.
Your mom, the late great Dr. Mattie Moss Clark, has there been any pressure being one of her talented daughters?
And that question has been asked quite a few times. Now, the only pressure that I would have seen with us growing up is to experience the things that, you know, that we have to deal with the church, you know. See you, sweetie. Take care. Bless you. All right. Okay. I'm sorry. But we did have to deal with quite a bit, you know, growing up as Maddie's daughter, because there's certain things that we could do that, you know, that you see other people doing, but you couldn't do it because of the life that Mama lived in front of us and the life that we had to live. So, you know, there was a little pressure there, and there's certain things that we couldn't do. You know, we wanted to go outside and play with our friends, but we couldn't do it because we had to come in and get prepared for the musical or get prepared for singing again, you know. So that was the only thing that we had to really kind of deal with in that. And then just dealing with church and church isms and schisms and things like that.
Our guest, Dorinda Clark Cole. Dorinda, Mom is looking down from heaven on you now. What would you say to Mom?
I would say, as I said, even on her dying bed, I said, Lord, you know, I just want Mama to know how much we appreciate what she's given to us, the gift that she's given unto us as far as what we do right now, because without Mom giving us that talent and putting that in us and steering us in the right direction, we would not be where we are. So I would say to Mom, thank you, Mom, for giving us you and giving us the gift that God has given us to continue on the legacy that you've left. We will never forget.
You've won a Grammy, Stellars. How important is that?
Oh, it's so important. I mean, that's the highest, the Grammy is the highest prestigious award that you could get as far as music. And that was such a great honor. We had to wait 40 years to get it, but it was a blessing. And in it all coming and, you know, coming to fruition. And so that's something that we'll never forget. It is a staple in our success, each one of me and my sisters, and so we're so grateful about that. The Stellars, we are all always excited about getting the Stellars because the Stellar is the highest award as it relates to gospel music. And so we're always honored to be able to, you know, to achieve that award.
What is it like when you guys get together when, of course, you've got cousin Jay Moss, then you got sister, you know, I mean, it's like niece, nephew, producing. I mean, it's just talent everywhere. What is it like when all you guys get together? Do you guys ever sing together, you know, around the house or holidays or something? What is the holidays like with you guys?
Oh, God, we have a lot of fun, a lot of fun. What we usually do is we all try to figure out which house we're going to go to. And then, of course, my sister Jackie, she's the one that really kind of cooks for us. She's the mom. Now the mom is gone. But she... you know, so we get around the house and we open our gifts. We're excited about each other, glad to see each other one more time, one more year that we're all together. And so we just have a really good time, laughing and talking and just, you know, family coming over. And now you see the extension of the family, which is the, you know, the nephews and the nieces. Now we have grandchildren, like a little grandson. Really, really happy for. So that's always exciting.
Sister Karen has a great voice. You ever talk to her about that?
Oh, absolutely. I think she's one of the world's greatest singers, female singers around. I really, really, you know, she's a phenomenal vocalist. There is none like her. Her style, her, you know, just the way that she attacks a song is just amazing. It's amazing. I'm just so proud of what God has done through her and how God has just blessed her tremendously. So I'm really, really happy for my sister.
And then Sister Twinkie is like, she can just put pen to a song and bring life to a song. Are you sure there's not any pressure, Dorinda?
What you say? It's not a pressure. Well, no, you mean as far as, you mean as far as...
I guess competition, sibling rivalry, or...
I mean, but, you know, you have that. That happens. That comes. You just, you learn to deal with it because, you know, if you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen.
Hey.
So, I mean, to know that you have all this talent in the family and how God has just tremendously blessed us and you know, allowed us to be where we are right now. So it's a blessing. It's,
you know,
a blessing.
Something I enjoyed when you got your first Stellar, I believe Karen presented that to you, and in the audience, I was just watching, and she was just as happy, or more. It seemed like she was even more happy than you were. You know, how was that experience?
What was that again? That was me.
That Stellar Award, your first Stellar Award.
Oh God, that was so.
And Karen presented it to you.
Yes, yeah, that was really exciting. I mean, because I really didn't think that it would have happened this fast. You know, that fast because that was my first CD coming out. So when that happened and they just set it up so right where they had my sister to present that award to me. So that was just a blessing.
That was outstanding. Mm-hmm. As we wrap things up, our guest is the phenomenal Dorinda Clark Cole. The new project, I Survive. Back to You is her latest single. Do you Twitter, Facebook, or how would folks get in touch
yes,
with you?
Yes, I do. I tweet. I'm Dorinda Therose, and also Facebook. You can find me on there as well. But I do. I constantly try to know what's going on with my fans and my fans, you know, staying in touch with me.
It's our guest, Dorinda Clark Cole, and she does tweet, not Twitter, like I said. Okay. This new technology. Yes.
Right, absolutely.
It has been a pleasure. And Karen.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, I call you Karen. I'm all messed up, Dorinda. I'm sorry, please.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. Dorinda Clark Cole is our guest. Dorinda, it has been a blessing just talking to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, and appreciate the time. Thank you so much for playing it here.
You are welcome. Our guest, once again, is the phenomenal Dorinda Clark Cole. I Survive is the project. We're Star 1310.